NIV version from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Buenos dias a todos. Abaliza Sumboi Kanisa. Last week, I was excited to attend the EMC Festival in La Crete with Pastor Chris, Harold and Sandra Friesen, and John and Elder Enns. We had a great time and sincerely appreciate your prayers and support in sending us there. Thank you to Larry Nat Brown, who shared the word of the Lord last Sunday in our absentia. Imagine a scenario and think about what percentage of the population actively and deeply engages in critical thinking. Think about it. According to a Quora blogger, only a tiny fraction does so due to the complexity of life and time constraints. Even the most brilliant individuals often prioritize problem solving over deep reflection or critical thinking. The majority relies on instinct, learned behavior, and external rules, requiring minimal thoughts. End of quote. Nevertheless, it would benefit us more to prioritize critical thinking in our decision-making processes, because thinking sense is a gift from God. The blogger has brought up an interesting point. Often we go through life taking the time to consider or not to consider the whys and what ifs. However, asking questions such as where, when, how, who, and why is essential to develop excellent reasoning skills. Here is your assignment this week. I challenge you to allocate 1 hour to engage in deep thinking and ask provoking questions beyond me, myself, and I. Remember, thinking and asking probing questions is not harmful, wrong, or sinful. It's a powerful tool for personal growth and spiritual development. I encourage you to take on this challenge to experience the transformative power of deep thinking that can truly change your life, causing you to think outside the box. It's not just an exercise sense. It's a journey towards a more profound understanding of our faith and how the world around us works. This morning, I'm thrilled to introduce our summer series, Let My People Think, inspired by Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. This series is not just a collection of teachings, but a practical guide specifically designed to equip us with tools to navigate our life's challenges with understanding, wisdom, and grace. As the verse says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Underline the word think, because it's a verb. Please note that this verse emphasizes the phrase, think about such things, and not pray about such things, because we are good at prayer all the time. It's essential to recognize that thinking and planning can be just as spiritual and powerful as praying. This summer, we'll focus on the art of thinking, and in the fall, we'll shift our focus to prayer and delving into what that means for us and how that looks in our practice of our faith. Remember, there's a time for everything under the sun, a time to pray and a time to think. In a complex world, we need both. We can't afford to remain naive or gullible and hide behind the privilege and power of prayer. In our first sermon, we'll examine Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1 to 7, and consider the practical application of wisdom in a message entitled The Essence of Wisdom. This sermon is not just another message, but a significant step in equipping us with tools to navigate life's challenges with skill and unparalleled insights. But before we delve into the Word of God, why don't you rise to your feet? We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you. Let's pray. God, our eternal Father, we thank you for the privilege and the joy of looking carefully into your word. May you please cast light on our text and illuminate it to our hearts for our spiritual nourishment and transformation. Help us to live this out to the glory of your great name. May your spirit be present and real in our midst, because we pray and ask in the mighty, marvelous, worthy name of Jesus. And somebody said amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Have you ever found yourself navigating complex, challenging, and demanding situations, such as dealing with marital discord, managing the responsibilities of raising children, making intricate financial decisions, handling conflicts with neighbors, playing loud music, or mowing the lawn in the middle of the night, or co-workers, or family members, understand, have you ever battled various temptations and negative emotions like anger, pride, greed, laziness, impatience, and envy? If you have, let me welcome you to our study in the book of Proverbs, The Way of Wisdom. The book imparts wisdom for godly living and equips us with a great understanding of navigating life's challenges. It falls into the genre of wisdom literature, along with Job, Psalms, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. It uses metaphorical or symbolic language like idioms, cliches, metaphors, poems, personifications, and similes. It contains statements about divinity, morals, and virtue. Its wise teachings are memorable and could impact our minds and hearts if we apply our efforts to it. Therefore, I encourage you to heed its teachings and walk in wisdom. As Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 17 commands, be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand the Lord's will. Underline the word understand, because without understanding, I don't care how many times you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation in a year. If you do not understand it, you just lost a lot of time in your life. Philip and the eunuch were in the desert, and the eunuch was reading from the Old Testament, Isaiah 53. And Philip asked a very profound question. Do you understand what you're reading? And the eunuch said, no, how can I understand unless somebody reads it and explains it for me? This underscores the importance of understanding. You can read all you want, but if you don't understand what you're reading, it's useless. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23 says, buy the truth and sell it not, but also get wisdom, discernment, good judgment, instruction, and you guessed it, understanding. Very important. So let's explore the purpose and essence of the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. The purpose of the book of Proverbs is for us to, number one, to know skillfully or skillful and godly wisdom and get instruction, to discern and comprehend with understanding and unparalleled insights. Verse 2a of our text says, the purpose of Proverbs is to know wisdom and instruction. To know wisdom and instruction. Not to hear about it, not to read about it, but to know after you read or listen to a sermon. To know beyond any shadow of a doubt and apply that in context. Now, the book of Proverbs teaches us how to walk in wisdom and conduct and regulate our lives. It helps us conform to God's will, character, and standards. It performs all the functions of Scripture mentioned in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, which are helpful and profitable for instruction, for reproof, and conviction of sin, for correction of error, and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness. And that means holy living, in conformity to God's will, in thought, purpose, and action. The book of Proverbs teaches us principles that will bring us peace and contentment, scolds us for our sin, shows us how to correct our way of life, and helps us live a righteous life. It also strengthens our trust in God. Proverbs 22, verse 19 exhorts us to listen carefully to wisdom. Take to heart what is taught so we can trust in the Lord. The reason why we listen to what is taught is that we may be able to trust in the Lord, not to boast about how many sermons we have heard. So you may be wondering, what is wisdom? Wisdom is living skillfully, insightfully, and successfully before God. It involves making intelligent judgments and understanding obscure acts to protect against spiritual deception. It presupposes a discerning mind that can think critically, distinguish truth from error, and consider possible ramifications for our actions. It catalyzes spiritual development, discipline and discernment, growth and maturity. Now, here is a question for you. Are you walking in godly wisdom? Are you walking in godly wisdom today? What influences your decisions and choices and your walk in this world? Are you listening to God or the gentle whisper of the Holy Spirit, or you are listening to the wisdom of this world? I'll let you answer those questions in your heart. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 6, for our illustration, says, "The mocker seeks wisdom and finds none, but wisdom comes easily to him who or her who understands." Here we are again, understanding. Some people may be intelligent, but it doesn't equal wisdom. It doesn't equal understanding. It doesn't equal discernment. They may have a high IQ, but make bad choices in life. Wisdom is not measured by the book, knowledge, or prowess, or the ability to pass a test, but by the ability to make wise, godly choices. Wisdom entails becoming competent concerning the realities of life, how things happen, how things are, and what to do about them. Like the children of Issachar, that had understanding of the times, and therefore told Israel what to do in following the Lord. That's abiding or living by the commands of God. Now, to apply that, I would ask you another question. Are you living by God's commands? Are you living by God's word? Are you obeying the word of God in your life? Prove it. In your own court, prove it. You be the victim. You be the judge. You be the accuser. As you stand before the Lord. Second, what is the purpose of Proverbs? To help us distinguish between truth and falsehoods, good and evil, and align our behavior accordingly. Verse 2b of our text says, the purpose of the Proverbs of Solomon is to perceive, and that means observe, see, know, and notice. You notice what? You notice the words of understanding, wisdom, and insights. You need to be aware of these things, beloved, because we live in a complicated world. We are encouraged to understand and judge the words we hear, guard against mistakes, and apply what we learn to our lives, discerning between things and appreciating excellence. Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 10 to 11, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit and works of righteousness that come through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Now, James chapter 3, verse 13 to 18 says, who is wise and understanding among you? Here's the evidence. By his good conduct, by his or her good conduct, let him or her show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have a bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, but if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not a wisdom that comes down from above. It is earthly and spiritual, sensual and demonic. Where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Verse 5 to 6 affirms in our text, let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles, like the parables of Jesus. And that means to understand, because you heard, okay? To understand and walk the talk wisely. Wisdom and increased learning are not merely intellectual, but also affect behavior, character, and attitudes. How is your behavior, character, and attitude before God? How is your walk? Does it reflect a walk of wisdom, understanding, and obedience to God's word? Again, please answer that question in your heart as we come to the third point. What is the purpose of Proverbs? To help us perceive and apply instruction for doing what is right, just, and fair in God's eyes. Underline the word doing. Not hearing about it, but or knowing about it. We are looking for people that live this out. So you need to do what is right, just, and fair in God's eyes. Verse 3 says, the purpose of Proverbs is to help us receive instruction to guide us in wise dealing, righteousness, justice, and equity. What does it mean to work righteously or to walk righteously? Living righteously means doing what is right in God's eyes, not in your own eyes. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 to 10 would say, live as children of light and find out what pleases the Lord. Not what pleases your neighbor, your uncle, or your family, but what pleases the Lord. And in fact, it's not what pleases the pastor or the elders, what pleases the Lord. What is justice? It is choosing just and righteous solutions. Justice always condemns the wicked and justifies the righteous. It does not confuse the two or compromise in either direction. It shows what is right and demands it with faithful integrity. The book of Proverbs teaches good judgment by defining right and wrong, and there's no middle ground. Today, when men say he or she has good judgment, they mean they can identify errors and choose right over wrong. Facts, fear, appearances, or other distractions do not alter their judgments. Wise people cut to the essential issue of a matter and judge rightly. John chapter 7, verse 24 would confirm, stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly. Because looks, sense, can be deceiving. Looks can be deceiving. What is equity? It is thinking and acting that is entirely equal, fair, impartial, and even-handed. If you are a man or woman with equity, you are not moved by emotions, friendships, or compensation to compromise. You will not distort the truth, slant matters in any direction, or lower the standard for convenience. You will uphold righteousness regardless. How are we doing on that? Let's examine our hearts, and if found wanting, repent. Which brings us to our last point. The purpose, the book of Proverbs, is to make the simple-minded ingenious and give purpose to the naive or immature. Verse 4 says, to impart prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. This verse encourages the gullible, immature, or naive to know and develop life skills by understanding knowledge, discerning the will of God, and exercising restraints and self-control. In a nutshell, the chief aim of the book of Proverbs is to bring divine truth into proper focus, enabling us to look at life through God's eyes, from his eternal all-knowing point of view, and then live accordingly. Proverbs teach us how to gain wisdom from God's corrections so that we will walk in obedience. Now, changing gears here. What is the key to unlocking all this practical wisdom? What is the key to unlocking all this practical wisdom? Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." And wisdom is to hate evil. Proverbs 9 verse 10 to 11 in the New Living Translation also says, "The fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgments. Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life." So embrace wisdom in your life. What is the meaning of the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom? In its modern definition, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, refers to respect and reverence for God rather than actual fear. Fearing God is knowing God. And this is where true wisdom lies. Proverbs also teaches us to submit to God's will and obey his commands. By doing so, we acquire wisdom. Prayer can also help us acquire wisdom and discernment. The psalmist says in Psalm 119 verse 125, "I am your servant, give me wisdom or discernment that I may understand your statutes." That was a prayer by a psalmist. You could pray a similar prayer. And then James chapter 1 verse 5 tells us that if you ask for wisdom, God will give it generously without finding faults. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him or her. Here is our case study in closing. The wise and foolish builders in Matthew chapter 7 verse 24 to 27. The Bible says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came and rained heavily. The streams rose. The winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell with a great crash." Jesus urges his audience to choose between him and the religious establishment, emphasizing that he is the only true foundation of life. True believers demonstrate wisdom by obeying the words of Jesus. Those who build their lives on Jesus and his message about the kingdom of heaven are truly wise, regardless of cultural or religious shifts. And that marks the end of the message.